Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking left, pressure coming, fires a deep shot over the shoulder, and did he pull it in for a touchdown? Holy cow, Mac Hollins did! It's a 34-yard touchdown strike from Allen to Hollins.
Chris Brown on the call on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Mac Hollins was one of the Bills' best players on offense, definitely. Him and James Cook, really. Mac was the leading receiver for the Bills yesterday. Three catches, 73 yards, including that spectacular 34-yard touchdown catch. He averaged 24 yards a catch. Mac Hollins, one of 12 pending unrestricted free agents for the Bills. I'll run through them for you. You can see them. I tweeted them out on X at Sal Sports. You want to take a look at that? Here are the Bills' pending unrestricted free agents. Mac Hollins is one of them. So is wide receiver Amari Cooper. Running back Ty Johnson. Fullback Reggie Gilliam. Offensive lineman Tommy Doyle, who hasn't played in 2 years, but his contract is up. Four defensive linemen. Quinton Jefferson, Jordan Phillips, Austin Johnson, and DeJuan Smoot. Cornerback Rasul Douglas. Safety, DeMar Hamlin. Long snapper, Reed Ferguson. I think Ty Johnson, to me, would be the number one priority in that whole list. I don't see that list and go, oh my God, you got to get this guy back or that guy back. The Bills actually are in a pretty good position roster-wise with the group they have. Now, there will be changes. And, I mean, at this point, I would think they would move on from Von Miller, but I'm not positive. They're not going to save a ton of money moving on from Von, but it would be something. I think like $8 million, I think it is. If they do it this year, $17 million if it's a post-June 1 cut, but you don't get that $17 million until June 1st, so it wouldn't kind of make sense. So I think you'd have to, you'd get the $8 million, you'd have some dead cap money there. Reed Ferguson as a long snapper, I mean, obviously you'd like him back, he does a good job, but you know that shouldn't be something that's too difficult to do. I think DeJuan Smoot helps. Probably maybe one of the guys I look at, and of course, Mac Hollins. I think Mac Hollins was good to have on this team. But they need to upgrade still more at wide receiver. They need more at that position than what they had this year. And that was a talk in the offseason about it. A lot of it, obviously, wide receiver train. But you know, as you move forward, I think there's a lot of areas you could address. It is proven now. I know in this game it wasn't the cleanest or the best, but it is proven Josh Allen can win without the greatest receiving core. He might be the league MVP, folks. And I think that at this point, looking at what the defense wasn't able to do again in the playoffs and looking at how they looked at certain points trying to stop teams, defensive line is still going to be a priority, as it has been quite often through this regime. But you know what else is going to be? Secondary. I'm good with the linebackers. I think Matt Milano started to be Matt Milano again. Now there are some age and injury concerns, no doubt. But hopefully you think, okay, he gets a full offseason now and the bicep thing happened, but he was starting to play like Matt Milano. You still have Dorian Williams there. You have Terrell Bernard, right? So even if you move on from Matt Milano, you still have Dorian Williams. Either way, I don't think they will move on from Matt considering the contract and the fact that he's still, I mean, yes, he's over 30 now, but he is, I think, just 30, 31. Either way, my point is secondary, corners. Corners have to be relooked at here. Christian Benford's very good. He just had two concussions in 2 weeks. Rasul Douglas was not the same player, and he's getting older. And Cole Bishop is going to be a nice safety. Who's playing next to him next year? Taylor Rapp, I would think, and Cole Bishop. But you got to have more there as well. I think corner is a need for this team. Let's go to Nick in Buffalo on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hi, Nick.
Hey, appreciate you having me on. So just for context, I was born in 94, so I went through a lot of tough years. And it's cool to have all the success of Allen, and I truly believe with Allen we always have a chance. But the past couple of years, I always try to compare players to legacies of other players, and I thought of Josh as Peyton Manning, and I always wanted him to be a little bit better at the line and communicating. I think he did a great job of that this year, and that's why we were 10-0 at home when he was able to really thoroughly communicate to the team on like what he needed pre-snap. But Peyton Manning didn't win a Super Bowl until he was 30, and he had to get past Tom Brady, and Josh Allen's 28. I think Peyton Manning was year 9, Josh Allen's year 7. So it's kind of interesting. Peyton Manning had a lot more talent, I think, than Brady, but Brady always seemed to get it done. And that's kind of my optimism right now, if I could have any, is that hopefully Allen can have a career like Peyton and finally break through one day, and this city will always celebrate him. But that's what I'm holding on to. So thanks for my call.
Yeah, Nick, you were born in 94, so you might have been too young when John Elway won his Super Bowls, I would guess, right? Do you remember those?
No, correct.
John Elway.
2002.
Yeah, so John Elway came into the league in 1983 with Jim Kelly and Dan Marino. This was a great, great quarterback class of 1983 you probably heard about and seen.
Yeah.
And none of them could win Super Bowls. And Elway went to 3 and lost right around the same age that Josh is now, basically. He went to 3 out of 4 and lost. And, of course, right after that, Jim Kelly goes to 4 and loses. Marino goes to 1. His second year in the league, he loses. Then he couldn't win. And then Elway wins it like in his mid-30s, finally. He wins back-to-back Super Bowls. In his mid to late 30s, actually. I think he was even closer to 40. But either way, finally did it. And you just never know when that's going to happen. So your optimism, I think, Nick, is great. It shouldn't be based on, to me, and that's fine. You can base it on whatever. I guess, to me, your optimism should be just the fact you have Josh Allen. I mean, I don't know. Analytically, traditionally, comparisons, all these things, guys getting over humps. We can make those comparisons all day. Right? I mean, none of it truly matters. There's not some magical, mythical formula that, you know, we saw this whole thing and Eric was pointing out how he loved the comparison of Michael Jordan in his 7th year, finally got over the Pistons. They were going for a three-peat. Like, that doesn't matter anymore. It's out the window. But you do have Josh Allen, and that's where this optimism should always lie with the Buffalo Bills until he's no longer in a Bills uniform. Or I guess, you know, not able to throw the ball much because he's super old. I don't know. Ann in Virginia. Hi, Ann.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for letting us decompress here. I wanted to ask your opinion about our very first snap when Josh ran the ball. And and he didn't get far. And I watched that and I went, oh, no. Because it just seemed like a really odd choice for our first play. And it felt, you know, when you saw it, when we then went 3 and out and you saw that deer in the headlights look Josh was doing, does that relate to the greater play calling of the whole game?
Yeah, it's a great question. I've thought about this play a lot, actually, today. I'm glad you brought it up because I thought it was an interesting call. And here's my guess. I think what they wanted to do was come out in the game. And I think that Joe Brady and, you know, in the team said, Josh Allen's our guy. He's the MVP. It's his time. It's his game. We're going to show them right away that he's going to control this game. And I think that was more of a statement type of run, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? And
yes,
it went for 4 yards. It went for 4 yards. I'm fine with a 4 yard gain, but I also agree with you that it was kind of an odd choice. I'm fine. Now it's 2nd and 6. The problem was the next 2 plays, though. Josh hits 2 Kansas City Chiefs defenders with the ball on the next 2 plays, and now they go 3 and out. It's 2nd and 6. I can deal with that. Now run the ball with James Cook. You might get to a 3rd and 3, much more manageable than 3rd and 6, obviously. I think that first play, and I thought a lot about this, I think that was the mentality of, I bet you all week they said, we're going to run Josh in the first play and show the Chiefs that he's going to win this game.
Gotcha. It seems like it shook him. That he didn't get a first down by himself or something. I don't know.
I don't know if it shook him that way. I don't think he expects to run 10 yards on the first play of the game. But okay. I do think the Chiefs bottled him up pretty good all game. And I do think it was tougher for him to run. And that was obviously seen on the tush push as well. But that's my take on it, and I appreciate the call.
There we go. Thanks, Sal.
You got it. Let's go to Russ in Eden. Hi, Russ. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Hi, how you doing, Sal? So I just wanted
good,
to
thanks.
Based on the tush push, and I watched Philadelphia all game, and Josh, you know, and we kind of adopted, I believe, the New England where Bernie falls off to the left side. But at the same time, we don't have that mass as we look at Philadelphia. They have the quarterback, 2 running backs, or 2 people behind them, and the center all pushing as one. On ours, we just have Josh hitting the line, and then the guys come up and start pushing them. So now we're dependent on our linemen to go one-on-one with their linemen. And I think that type of tush-push is a disadvantage when we're going to do it five times. I mean, yeah.
It's worked all year. I mean, other than the L.A. game and then until yesterday, it's worked all year the way they've done it. I think that maybe they should have changed something up in this game, to your point. I don't disagree with that. And what the Chiefs did was, according to Connor McGovern, I asked him about it, Russ. I said, well, what did they do? He said, well, first, they were very big. They got big guys in there, and they all squeezed. He said, then they were diving at legs and wrapping up legs and making sure nobody could move, basically. And, hey, I guess that's a good strategy. I'm not going to second-guess how they've done it all year, the formation, because it's worked. But certainly in this game, they probably should have done something different.
Well, yeah, I'm not actually second-guessing the total. It has worked. I'm just saying I wouldn't have minded them if they did the push-push. But use it as going up through center and having that match. Change it up, but mm-hmm. still basically do a tush-push. And you know, if you watch it a couple times, you're exactly right. McGovern was right. You could see the guys coming around the backside and grabbing behind Josh's legs. There was no question.
Yep.
A couple times you could see it. But
thanks, Russ. Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit, buddy, so I'm losing you. But I get your point. And, for sure. Maybe I would have liked to see in that situation even, like, run – you can get under center and hand it off. They've been killing you with that. Maybe go off tackle with a run. If they're gonna plow in there and squeeze in, bring Reggie Gilliam in as a fullback. He's done a great job blocking all year, and go forward for, you know, a yard. A huge, huge critical part of the game was the short yardage yesterday, including the tush push plays. All right, we'll take another timeout. We'll come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Monday on WGR.